Hello guys, welcome back. Today I'm going to share with you the comparative form of the word stupid. Yesterday, I encountered this word and I was quite confused, not knowing which one I should choose. Stupider or more stupid? So I searched online and found that both okay. Stupider or more stupid? Both okay. So, is stupider a word?It turned out that stupider is an actual word. Stupider and more stupid are both comparative forms of the adjective stupid. They can be used interchangeably. In the English language, stupid is one of just a few adjectives that have two grammatically correct options for the comparative forms. So when could you use the word stupider? The word stupider is an adjectiveThat refers to someone or something that's foolish or senseless. If you want to compare two things that are stupid, use the comparative form of stupid to describe which has a greater level of stupidity. For example, you could say A is stupid, but B is stupider. And this would express that you find B has a greater level of stupidness than A.If you said B is more stupid than A, it would mean the same thing as the first sentence. Both sentences show the comparative relationship between A and B. What are the comparative and superlative adjectives? When you want to compare two nouns, you could use a comparative objective. For example, in the sentence, Sam is bigger than Sally, then adjective bigger is comparative.It tells you that Sam is larger in size than Sally. If you are comparing more than two things, you can use a superlative adjective. Consider this sentence. Sam is bigger than Sally, but Jane is the biggest. In this case, Jane is larger in size than both Sally and Sam. This shows a progression in size among the three people.With Sally as the smallest, Sam in the middle, and Joan at the largest. In most cases, comparative and superlative adjectives follow a simple pattern. You can add a to the original adjective when you want to form the comparative, add ist to form the superlative, and this rule is true of almost all one-syllable adjectives. For example, clean would become cleaner and cleanest. When do you use more? Some two-syllable adjectives, in particular, adjectives ending with y-e-r-l-e and o-w, follow the er rule above. In most cases, adjectives with two syllables use the words more and most to create their superlative and comparative forms. For example, important and public are both adjectives with multiple syllables. Their comparative forms are more important and more public. Their superlative forms are most important and most public. Stupider, more stupid, and other exceptions to the rules.Stupid is a two-syllable adjective, right? Stupid. So there are two syllables. Based on the rule above, it should use the words more and most to form its comparative and superlative forms. And it does. However, it also breaks this rule by using a and ist as alternative forms.A few other adjectives use er and est, as well as more and most, such as clever, likely, and pleasant, or sincere. This means both of the sentences are grammatically correct. For example, Betty is more likely to win the election than Bobby. Or we can also say, Betty is likelier to win than Bobby.So in this episode, I have talked about the comparative form and the superlative forms of the word. By the way, I think it's very necessary for me to focus on the pronunciation part. Say, how to pronounce this word? Stupid. Stupid. You could pronounce stupid. Stupid. And also you can add the consonant y. Stupid. Stupid. And remember, is pit. Pit. Be vowel I, I. Not peed. Not peed. Not stupid. Stupid.That's wrong. It should be stupid. And we have one sentence here. I am grateful for every stupid mistakes and dumb joke I tried to make. I am grateful for something means I want to show my thanks for something. I'm grateful for every stupid mistakes. Every stupid mistake. For every stupid mistake.And dumb joke I tried to make. So I'm going to read it for you slowly. I am grateful for every stupid mistakes and dumb joke I tried to make. Grateful. Pay attention to the A, A. Don't pronounce it like grateful, okay? Grateful. A, great.For every, don't pronounce every as every. It's not every, it's every, every. And then stupid, our focus today, stupid. Mistake, mistake. And dumb, dumb. There is no need for you to pronounce the letter B. Dumb, not dumb, dumb, no, dumb. Joke, joke.Pay attention to this word joke. The British pronunciation is joke, and the American pronunciation is joke, joke, oh, joke. I tried to make. One more time. I'm grateful for every stupid mistakes and dumb joke I tried to make. 意思就是我很感谢我曾经犯过所有愚蠢的错误和做过的傻事儿。Dumb joke, 你可以理解成是傻事儿。And this is today's podcast.See you tomorrow and have a nice day. Nos reflets